Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. As thousands of Minnesotans hit the road for the 4th of July holiday, the Minnesota Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to stay alert in construction zones. Even if workers aren't visible, many work zones remain active with narrow lanes, lane shifts, and reduced speed limits. MnDOT encourages travelers to plan by checking 511mn.org or calling 511 for the latest information on road construction, crashes, and traffic delays before leaving home. By next February, Minnesota should have a good idea of who will be seated in the newly created Office of Inspector General. A legislative advisory commission is now being assembled to look at potential candidates. DFL Senator Heather Gustafson of Van Nuys Heights was appointed to the commission and says everyone will have to be flexible with the new law.
There are things that we need to do, then that is what the legislature is built to do. Again, it's a very thoroughly vetted bill, but if anything comes up that isn't quite working for us, that's what we, and then you bring that to the legislature, we debate and consider it, and then changes will be made if they need to be made.
Gustafson says the commission should have their recommendation to the new governor by the end of the year. Minnesotans should prepare their wallets if they're planning to host a 4th of July cookout this weekend. Minnesota Farm Bureau Leadership and Education Manager Pam Diebele says prices for ground beef, chicken breasts, and pork chops are up.
That's because of the droughts that we've been facing across the country as America's ranchers are still looking to rebuild their herds and to figure out how to work through the droughts that have happened. So that's certainly affected the supply that we have now.
Diebele says when you take into account inflation, prices have been relatively stable. And the vice president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau says the hot temps and recent rain is making for a nice start to the July growing season.
We'll be able to sit out and watch the corn grow, but I would prefer to sit inside in air conditioning. It is very warm and humid outside. Perfect corn growing weather.
Carolyn Olson farms in Lyon County and says the warm weather and rain is ideal, although severe weather and strong winds are not as welcome. She says her crops are rebounding from a dry start to the growing season. In other headlines, animal experts recommend keeping pets inside during fireworks displays and creating a calm environment to help reduce stress. Michelle Casey with the Humane Society says there are simple steps owners can take to make the night easier.
Big thing I would say is just keep your pets inside during 4th of July. You can turn on some music, turn on the TV, something like that to kind of drown out the sound. And then, of course, you can speak to your veterinarian if you think that your pet might require some medication to make them more comfortable.
Casey also suggests trying a weighted thunder shirt, which could provide gentle pressure that helps some dogs feel more secure during loud noises. Heavy rain is triggering major flooding across southeastern Minnesota. Emergency crews have rescued stranded motorists and responded to multiple swift water incidents. The hardest hit areas include Fillmore, Houston, and several neighboring counties. Flood warnings remain in effect through Saturday as rivers continue rising. And a Stearns County judge has ordered a mental competency evaluation for 33-year-old Luke McLean, who faces a second-degree murder charge in the fatal stabbing of a Catholic Charities Group home employee in Cold Spring. The court has paused the case pending the evaluation. A review hearing is scheduled for August 3rd. This is MNN.